Marjanovic with the screen for the right side. Harris. Harris lifts, shoots on Plumlee. Again, Tobias Harris with a triple. And the Sixers lead by four, 101-97.
That right there, of course, your newest Philadelphia 76er, rounding out the starting five, giving them a complete team, almost, if you will. What's going on, y'all? Devon Givens broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. This is In the Post with you until midnight, following a 76ers victory, 117-110 over the visiting Denver Nuggets, who dropped their record to 37-18, while the Sixers improved to 35-20 on the season. So we're 55 games in, people, less than 30 games, of course, on the season. So a lot of work to be done by the time April gets here and the postseason gets underway. So not a lot of time to get the new guys implemented into the offense. But, hey, we saw Tobias Harris get the start today. We saw 14 minutes and 37 seconds for Boban Marjanovic. We saw 16 minutes from Mike Scott, 14:37 for James Ennis. So Brett Brown not holding back, getting the new guys involved very early, very often, and as he should. Now, the All-Star break is coming up next weekend, so there'll be more time for them to, again, just look at things, get in the playbook a little bit more, see how they run their sets, even though they have this week and all to get things started. They have the day off tomorrow, Lakers on Sunday. It was good to see them out there. The crowd was energized at the center. The introduction for Tobias Harris was crazy. The first three that he made tonight, the place just went nuts. Boban gets a dunk. The place erupts. He checks in. The place erupts. It was just a fun night at the center. I came back here at the studio at halftime. So, but being able to listen here on 97.5 The Fanatic and watch it on the television and just seeing how the fans just got into it overall, this place is going to be rocking for a couple of weeks here, hopefully for a few months here going forward deep into June, as the goal now is the NBA Finals. So, get your thoughts on tonight's win. If you're just leaving the center, please feel free, give us a call. And then we have 25 minutes commercial free to start things off. 610-632-0975. Your thoughts overall. J.J. Redick was fantastic tonight. 11 of 15 from the field. 6 of 7 from deep. Also knocked down 6 of 7 from the free throw line in 32 minutes and 54 seconds. I watched him shoot pregame as Brian Seltzer and I did the 60s and 60 show from the center. And there were times where from the top of the key, he was just missing. Then he had it going. Different spots on the floor, his normal pregame routine. And I'm like, all right. And, you know, he takes these couple of nights off depending on whether it's rest or something with the back or whatever it might be. Like, JJ just doesn't look like he has it pregame right now. But he came out, he was rolling, had everything going tonight, finishing with a game-high 34 points for the Sixers. Of course, Joel Embiid, game-time decision because he seemed like he had some stomach issues, you know, he had some things, he felt like he couldn't get through it. Well, he fought through it. Albeit 4 of 17 from the floor in 33 minutes and 23 seconds, he did contribute 15 points, 12 rebounds on the night. Got to the free throw line, converting 7 of 8, but just struggled from the field. He did not look like himself, and you can tell. And after a while, you're wondering, is Coach Brown going to give him a breather? Or if you're just going to give him some extended time off? He is not himself. Joel Embiid is out there. He's ready to go. He's going to fight through it, and that's exactly what he did. But 14 minutes again and 37 seconds for Boban Marjanovic was key tonight, allowing Embiid to get that breather, take that time off of his legs and do whatever he needed to do, drink some ginger ale. You know how it goes. Your mom makes you drink ginger ale when you have a little stomach issue. So maybe that's what Joel had on the bench. But he fought through it again, 15 and 12, another double-double for your All-Star center. Jimmy Butler only took 9 shots, but in the flow of the offense, got to the free throw line, converting all 14 of his 3 free throws. Also included 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, no turnovers in 35 minutes. Nice, solid overall night. This is what Elton Brand talked about during the 60s and 60 portion of the show earlier with Brian and I, where he said guys are going to have to sacrifice. And we've seen where they've tried to do different things with Jimmy Butler to get him going. We can see him being a little too unselfish at times by giving up the ball when you want him to go and be aggressive and be himself and put the ball into the basket. Well, he did it. He was 4 of 9, but he got to the free throw line 14 times. So it didn't matter that the field goal attempts number was higher. What mattered was he got to the free throw line. You figure, let's just say, what, 7 more attempts for him? So that would be 16 attempts total. We don't know how many more field goals he would have made, right? But he did, in fact, get to the line 14 times, dropping in all 14 of those. So that was a good number for him. Ben Simmons, 12 points, 5 of 10 from the field. Low assist number, only 6. 4 rebounds, 9 turnovers. Ben, 9 turnovers. We know. I'll leave it alone. 9 turnovers. We know. We get it. Too many. Can't have that on Sunday against the Lakers. So, all 5 of your starters in double figures. Good minutes from James Ennis. 2 of 2 from deep. 2 of 3 from the floor. Boban, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Mike Scott, 1 of 4 from the field. 0 of 2 from deep for his 2 points. Furkan Korkmaz came in early, gave a little energy. 2 of 2 for his 4 points. Only needed that early. TJ as well ran the point guard pretty well tonight. 14 minutes and 11 seconds. 50% shooting from the field overall for the Sixers tonight. 45 from deep on 22 three-point attempts, converting 10 of those. Got to the free throw line. This is where the advantage, again, helping with Jimmy Butler, getting there 14 times, 29 of 32 from the free throw line. That's 90.6%. Darn good for the Sixers tonight. 42 of 40, the advantage to the Sixers on the glass. And assist total, very low tonight. Again, only 6 for Ben Simmons, who leads the team. 9 turnovers. So only 23 assists on the 39 made baskets, whereas 35 assists on the 46 made baskets for the Denver Nuggets tonight. But they prevailed, got the win, 117-110. Again, 35 and 20 now on the season, 17 turnovers. Too much because of when they occur early on, and especially in that stretch where Denver started to come back, have to protect the basketball, and the high number inflated because Ben did have those 9 miscues tonight for the 76ers. So, Sixers win tonight, 117-110. Your observations on the new guys, Tobias Harris, Boban Marjanovic, James Ennis, who is not talked about a lot. He's going to be key defensively down the stretch for the 76ers when they play against the Lakers, the Celtics, the Raptors, Pacers, any of those teams, Milwaukee Bucks, that have plenty of wing players. He is going to be key, being a defensive stopper on the wing for the 76ers. Mike Scott as well. And Jonathan Simmons, acquired for Markelle Fultz in the Orlando Magic deal. He did not play tonight, so hopefully we have an opportunity to see him on the floor for the 76ers Sunday afternoon, 3:30 tip here on the Fanatic against the Los Angeles Lakers. So, 610-632-0975. I like what I saw. I like the energy in the crowd. You can see that oftentimes the Sixers tried to do too much to share the basketball and get other guys the ball and fit in and not be selfish. That will lead to turnovers. They'll figure it out. They'll get it together. That's what the All-Star break is for as well, to allow them to take a look at some of the film for the few games that they have before the break and really get back at it after the All-Star break, when they really start to make that push for a higher seed, if you will, in the Eastern Conference. So 610-632-0975, your observations on the game tonight, your observations of the new players that have joined the 76ers and are going to be crucial down the stretch. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens in the post with you until midnight on the Fanatic. Let's start off in Williamstown with Chris tipping us off here in the post. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, Devon? You know what, man? I bow at the altar of J.J. Redick tonight, man. And you know me, before the season, I was really crucial at J.J. Redick tonight.
Hey,
you know
what? Who's my favorite player outside of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid?
J.J. Redick.
There you go.
And you know what? The thing I like most about J.J. is he doesn't rely so much on the three-pointer anymore. He's learned to drive, get those two-pointers, get those layups. Like, I admire that so much about J.J., about how he's learned to reinvent his game here at Philadelphia. And it's really, really good to see, because I think this whole starting five now, it probably has really good make percentage, like as far as shots taken and made. Like, I got to believe that percentage is way high. And, you know, Tobias, man, dude, I love it. Like, when he, in that first quarter, when he pulled up for that jump shot at about the foul line, and you see it was tightly contested, like, those are the shots you need to make. If this team's going to be, you know, better than Boston, you're sure. And you know what? Kudos to Elton Brand, Matt, exec of the year in my mind. Like, to pull off the trades you did was absolutely, and you know what? I love Boban, even if he's not playing. Like, just the off-court stuff that Boban was doing, like, you got to love this guy. And just the hype, man, how do you defend that? Like, you know, Jokic got around him one good time tonight, but, like, you know, he is a body that we haven't had.
No, he's a big body, and that's why, and if you heard Elton Brand on Sixers and 60 with Brian and I, and he talked about how, listen, this guy is, and Celtics even brought it up as well. He's just not a novelty act just because he's 7'3". I think we get the chance to see him in John Wick 3 in the summer. It's going to be fantastic because he's a Sixer. You know what I'm saying? But he's just not a novelty act because he's 7'3", and he does the Bobby and Toby show where they have a lot of fun. He can help protect the basket, help protect that paint, and give Joel Embiid that necessary breather where we're not running him out there for 40 minutes and he's gassed.
And that arm length, too, my lord, like, that arm length, dude, it's unreal. And, you know, look, Brett Brown, man, your butt's on the line this year, man.
No question.
And one more thing, TJ, the way he harasses the opposing point guard is absolutely phenomenal. But, you know, he lacks in size, but you know what? Just his grit and tenacity is absolutely admirable. So, you know what? My hat's off to TJ McConnell.
Well, listen, man, thanks for the call, Chris, starting us off tonight in the post, 610-632-0975. And I know I was just having some fun, not having fun, because I really did want it to happen when the trade went down and we found out who the parts were in the Los Angeles Clippers trade coming here to Philadelphia. I said I wanted Patrick Beverley in that deal. So just give me 5 minutes of TJ and Patrick Beverley hounding the hell out of somebody 94 feet, and it just would have been fun. But TJ McConnell's going to play his role. He's going to play his 14 minutes. He's going to play his 10 minutes from time to time, maybe even 7 on a particular night, just based on if you have somebody like Jimmy Butler playing point guard. Tobias Harris can handle the basketball. We know Ben's going to get his 33 to 35 minutes a night. So they're going to have so many guys with so many options to bring the ball up the floor. You're not going to get TJ McConnell every night. But when he is out there, you know you're going to get effort. He's going to give you everything he has every single night. And tonight he was good. He only gave you 4 points, but he ran the team. He did not commit a turnover, 14 minutes and 11 seconds, 2 assists. So, hey, it's going to be a fun time. In the very beginning when the game got rolling, right? The game gets rolling, and you can just see it where you're like, man, they have talent upon talent upon talent. And I was sitting next to someone, a national writer from The Athletic, my man Mike Lee, and we were just looking at each other and just saying, wow, look at all of these guys that they can just roll in, and Jonathan Simmons isn't even here. So it's going to be fun to watch this team evolve into who they could be. They don't know each other yet. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to overpass. They're going to not pass at times. I saw a few times with Tobias Harris got the ball. He's so used to getting out in transition and pushing it, right, with the Clippers. And Ben is on the wing like, yo, pass me the ball so we can start this break. Tobias is like, no, fill that lane. And if the basket wasn't scored, you can kind of, I'm not going to say Ben was looking like, come on, dude. It was just one of those, all right, we have to get used to that. Ben is so used to getting the outlet pass, getting into the middle of the floor, making a decision. These are some of the things that you're going to have to adjust as time goes on and leading in towards the start of the postseason. 610-632-0975. Your thoughts on the new guys tonight and J.J. Redick dropping 34. Fantastic. My guy. Dave leaving the game. What's going on, Dave? What do you think about the atmosphere down there tonight?
Oh, man, it was electric. It was the best game I have been to this season. Amazing. Tremendous.
Yeah, it was like a playoff atmosphere in there, no question.
It was a sellout crowd. It was amazing. I'm excited for the future, man.
So what are you thinking about this team after the acquisitions? You've seen it tonight. You got a little bit of a sample size. Jonathan Simmons, hopefully we get to see him this weekend. What do you think going forward, where they can end up in the top four of the Eastern Conference? How high?
Probably top three, maybe even top two. Yeah, definitely. I think that we'll be pretty good in the playoffs. I think we'll at least make it to the conference finals. I know the Raptors picked up Marc Gasol to try and compete with us when we got Tobias Harris, but I don't think that's going to be enough. I think overall we'll be pretty damn good in the playoffs.
No, I think they will as well. Who do you feel like will be the toughest opponent, even with you said the Marc Gasol part? Nico Mirotic going to Milwaukee. I thought that was the biggest move outside of the Sixers and right. Tobias Harris. So which one are you – who are you more concerned with?
Probably Toronto, just because of their coaching. Nick Nurse is a pretty good coach. You got Kawhi Leonard, who can kill you on each side of the floor. You know, they got Kyle Lowry, guys like that. And, you know, I just think we have to get past them, and I think eventually we actually will once we start practicing more, once we start getting more developed as pretty much a new team.
No, it is, man. And thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. Thanks for the thoughts on what you felt like the energy in the building was like tonight. And the one thing with Toronto, get Marc Gasol, and I talked to a few people already. They're like, it's not that big a deal. It's just Marc Gasol. And I'm like, yeah, it's just Marc Gasol. He can pass. He can do a lot of different things with that basketball team to help out. You can run Kyle Lowry off the ball. You can run Kawhi Leonard off the ball and let him do some different things. Fred VanVleet is coming into the game, and he's a very good point guard. You lose DeLon Wright as another guard option, but they started to use what's my man's name from UCLA? Who is it? Number 24? I don't know why I'm just blanking, and I never forget names, and I'm mad at myself that I just forgot a name. No, he's 23. I'll figure it out. But it's one of those things where you overlook the team, and you're like, wait a minute, are we forgetting that Marc Gasol can still play? That we understand that he was in Memphis, and it just was what it was, right? I mean, come on. The guy is still very good. Norman Powell is who I was thinking of. Sorry, I apologize. It just hit me. I apologize. You know, I hate when I do that. I know all these dudes' names. But they have a nice team. And I think that Marc Gasol is going to help. And to be perfectly honest with you, just thinking about things a little more, we talk about the cohesion that Milwaukee and Toronto and Boston already have as an advantage over the 76ers. And it's a fact. But if they are able to get it together, can blend everything together by the time the season ends in April, I actually think that all four teams are pretty equal. And as I said to Celts during the Sixers and 60, I cannot wait until the second round of the Eastern Conference when all four of those teams will go at it. Now, of course, you can't be losing to the Brooklyn Nets or the Charlotte Hornets or the Orlando Magic, Miami Heat, Detroit Pistons, whatever team fills out 5, 6, 7, and 8, because we know Indiana should be around that 5 spot. Can't lose to them either. The East Semis is going to be fun. They are going to be fun. And we got a glimpse of the Sixers tonight, and I like what I saw. Certainly you wish they would be able to hang on to the 16-point lead that they had and not have the defensive lapses. But again, a lot of new personnel, maybe some miscommunication. Joel Embiid, also out there, not himself, can contribute to a lot of different things for you to give up a lot of points. If he's not able to recover, he's not feeling well and all that stuff. So I think they'll be fine. 610-632-0975, Gary in New Jersey is next in the post. What's up, G?
What's up? How's it going?
Good, man. How about you?
Doing real good.
So what'd you think of the new guys tonight, man?
Yeah, I was there tonight, and I think they played great for just showing up. They just got into Philly, you know, not that long ago. I think they played great.
No, I did. I mean, listen, 32 minutes for Tobias Harris. You had Boban 14, Mike Scott 16. They gave you some good minutes overall tonight, did not make a lot of mistakes or anything. They didn't seem lost in the offense, so I agree with you.
Yeah, and Tobias Harris, I think, is just the best fit team that I didn't even realize that we needed. Like, I didn't even realize he was a person we could go after. And I think he was a great move by Elton Brand.
Well, no, it was definitely a great move by Elton Brand. I also did not think Tobias Harris would be an option. My goal was Nick Mirotic. Once the Anthony Davis conversation, Gary, got started, that was my target. And again, it helps Milwaukee. It makes them better. But adding Tobias Harris in the versatility, the size that he has, being able to run around in that offense and not only give you the outside shooting, 43%, Gary, thanks for the call from deep, but also the mid-range game. Off the bounce, he can do different things. We saw that early in the game. And his post-up game. And I don't know if a lot of people realize, and I mentioned it during Sixes and 60, so I'm not sure how many people heard it, but someone who's like his uncle is George Gervin, the Iceman, And when they work out, they work a lot on the footwork. So him being 6'9 and having the footwork is key on the perimeter, but it's also key on the block when you're going up against smaller defenders or even just good defenders, and they have good defense, you have to have an even better shot. And George Gervin, again, works with Tobias Harris. Dale Ellis, one of the greatest three-point shooters of all time in the league, works with Tobias Harris. Bernard King, also one of the all-time greats, a Hall of Famer, works with Tobias Harris. So he has some great people in his corner that have helped him evolve into this all-around player, not to mention his dad, who played as well, is now his agent. Also, he has some stuff in his game, a lot of stuff in his game. And he is, Gary, going to be a very good pickup for Elton Brand and the Philadelphia 76ers. And yes, I know we criticized for giving up a lot, which I didn't think it was a lot, but it wasn't too much because it just wasn't to me. I understand the draft picks and all, but it just was not too much for me. And then you go out there and you bring in Mike Scott and Boban, and you just add depth overall to your bench, where before it was just Shamet, Muscala, Chandler were starting, so that wasn't there. It was TJ and Furkan Korkmaz and Jonah Bolden. Now you're looking at Ennis, Simmons, Marjanovic, Scott, McConnell. That's your rotation. If you got to go and dig deeper, Bolden, Korkmaz, Amir Johnson. All right, cool. Okay, cool. And then the staggering of the minutes. Brett Brown doesn't have to keep all five on, he can't keep all five on the floor at the same time forever. So you can stagger the minutes. You saw the first wave that came in. It was Redick and Embiid, which is normally the case anyway. Redick and Embiid going to the bench first. You bring in Marjanovic and you bring in TJ. Boom, you still have three starters on the floor. Then the next to come off the floor is normally Jimmy Butler. So you take Jimmy Butler off the floor, and now you bring in, I think Furkan Korkmaz came in there as well, just to give a breather. James Ennis is now in there. And then Jonathan Simmons, when he comes in, you can shuffle so many. At all times, you're going to have at least two to three starters on the floor while the others rest. Great move again by Elton Brand. I can't stress it enough how impressed I was with what he was able to do. He didn't trade me, right? He moved a lot of stuff. He moved a lot of people, and I just thought he did the right things, and he makes this run now going into the postseason that much more fun. Brett Brown, it's up to him to see how he puts all this stuff together. I thought Brett did a nice job tonight. Again, mixing in the five guys off the bench, also still allowing the starters to play their 30-plus minutes, giving certain amount of rest to guys when they needed it, not afraid to go to Boban and give him that 14. You might not get 14 minutes from Boban on Sunday because you may not need it. That might be a different game for someone else, but I thought Brett Brown did a nice job tonight overall with the new pieces, trying to implement them, still not trying to rock the boat and ruffle things, mess things up with the chemistry that the starters already have with Simmons, Redick, Butler, and Embiid, but still trying to make sure everybody is happy. It's going to be a tough thing for him, but it's a good problem to have going forward. 610-632-0975. Sixers improved to 35-20, winning tonight over the visiting Denver Nuggets. Payback 117-110, led by J.J. Redick with his 34 points, 6 of 7 from deep. What did you guys think of the game tonight? Your first look at Tobias Harris, Boban Marjanovic, James Ennis, and Mike Scott. A lot of people haven't seen them play. Your observations on what these players are going to mean to this basketball team going forward and how they performed tonight. 610 632-0975. Quick break. We come right back. We keep it moving in the post right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic. This is the home of Joel Embiid.
Round the block by Embiid.
Ben Simmons.
Simmons on a jam. Ben Simmons with a monster throwdown.
And your 76ers.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
97.5. The Fanatic.
The winter nights are long and cold, so come and warm up at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Come out and watch the pay-per-view fights of the UFC and boxing live at Creekside Cabaret all month long. To see more, check out Creekside Cabaret's online calendar to find out about all of their featured performers and other awesome events, like monthly amateur night featuring a cash prize to the winner. Having a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's hotter happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Yo! The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera. Gary Barbera's bigger, badder, better. Durango. $16,666. Ho, ho, ho. Your radio's not broken. You heard me right. You can buy a Gary Barbera Durango from a crazy $16,666. Financing, don't worry. Instant credit, come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Durangos, Durangos, and more Durangos. You do anything, go anywhere. Big, bad, better Durango. $16,666. It was the star of the show. Buy it at Barbera from a crazy $16,666. Come and get it today at the big Barbera bargain corner of Barbeck and the Boulevard in the great Northeast. Is Barbera on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
You know, Durango price. From $16,666 for well-qualified clients.
The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera. High, wide, and handsome, big, bad, bodacious Durango. $16,666.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Snow Country Ski Report is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, Leif Erickson with the Fanatic Ski Report. Visit Train.com to find a local heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Those mild days we had this week gave us a taste of spring skiing, but rest assured, the snow cover's still strong at nearby mountains, and almost every trail's open and well-covered. We'll ski a fast track of groomed snow by the weekend. Again, during a colder, drier stretch, Bear Creek with 23 runs and 8 tubing lanes, Shawnee Mountain 100% open, as is Blue Mountain with night skiing until 10, Ski Big Bear with 18 classic runs, Bel Air 39 trails, plenty of wide open cruisers.
What good is making more memories if you're the only one who will remember them? Come together at Killington this winter. The more friends, the merrier. Save up to 40% on lift tickets when you purchase in advance at Killington.com.
More at SnowCountry.com. Leif Erickson with a 97.5 The Fanatic Ski Report.
Texting and rules for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right. right free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Tax and tax additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XTS, 30,428 previous rental miles, 3.19% for 84 months, 319.50 for 84 months, and 5.89% APR with $49.95 down. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's an executive order. Frank Kerbeck issues presidential savings. Over 180 Cadillacs reduced. 2018 Cadillac XTS all-wheel drive, just $26,800. Original MSRP was $53,740. You pay $26,800. That's half price. Just $319 per month buys it. Financing as low as 3.19%. All-wheel drive Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP was $53,740. You pay just $26,800. That's half price. $319 per month buys it. Not a lease. You own it. Cadillac XTS was $53,700. You pay just $26,800. That's half price. Get presidential savings now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Valentine's Day is almost here. Get your girlfriend or wife a gift she will be proud to wear. Check out some of the pieces I'm wearing this week from Angelo and my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of gifts at every price point. Whether it's a beautiful pair of diamond stud earrings or a simple timeless diamond pendant, jewelry from Family & Company will make her fall in love with you all over again. Visit the showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
This Valentine's Day, Edible Arrangements wants to remind you that simple gestures of love often result in the purest forms of joy. Show you care with a box of fresh strawberries that are hand-dipped in smooth, delectable chocolate. Or with one of our signature arrangements, crafted locally by our fruit experts each and every day. So whether it's for your special someone or all of your special someones, when you feel love, share love. Visit your local Edible store or edible.com to order today. Available for pickup or delivery. Share love.
It's Macy's one-day sale with over 25,000 deals of the day in-store and online. Like Charter Club and Famous Maker pillows at our lowest price of the season, $5.79. Take 60% off damask sheets and bedding. Plan the vacay with a Tag Springfield 5-piece set, $69.99. Get the KitchenAid Classic Stand Mixer, just $199.99. And save an extra 20% on mixers and attachments. Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
The Gargano Station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
This is Owen Brand, the general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers. You're listening to Devon Gibbons on 97.5, The Fanatic.
10:50, 97.5, The Fanatic. EB doing a great job, of course, GMing, getting things done, adding Tobias Harris to the mix, 610-632-0975. Devon Gibbons with you until midnight. We are in the post. Brian McLaughlin producing the show. You guys on the phones again. Sixers win 117-110. 610-632-0975. What did you guys think of the 76ers tonight? First glance at Tobias Harris and the new guys. And I thought that getting him involved early and often, Ben Simmons with a great pass right away, a quick one to Tobias Harris to knock down the three. There was this one play, too, where T.J. McConnell had it was an inbound play right on the sideline, right? Right on the sideline, and I think it was going towards the end of the first quarter, if I'm not mistaken, and J.J. Redick was all the way down the floor. So this had to be like a 75-foot pass, a bullet pass. Didn't even sail out of bounds to throw J.J. Redick off the mark. I don't know how Denver's defense wasn't ready. And J.J. Redick caught the ball, nailed the three from the corner. Great pass from T.J. McConnell. It was fantastic. It's fantastic. It was great. This team is going to be fun. It really is. They have the switchability out on the perimeter with so many guys. J.J. Redick is going to be J.J. Redick. He's not going to give you 34 every night. He's not going to go 11-15. He's going to give you those nights where he goes 4-15, and you're frustrated because he's not making shots. But more often than not, listen, this team is the top team in the Eastern Conference. This team is the top team in the NBA, and they're going to be around, we hope, for a significant amount of time for the season. And I can't wait to see where I'm trying to fast forward and see where they end up when we just got these guys in town and you want to see what they do. And with the win tonight, Sixers are tied with the Celtics, 35-20. Right now is their record. The Sixers are fifth. So right now, if the season ended, the Sixers would be in Boston, start game one of the postseason. Indiana is 36-19. So they are both a game behind the Indiana Pacers. They are both 6.5 games behind the Milwaukee Bucks with a 41-13 record. And Milwaukee beat Dallas tonight. Who else? Anybody else play tonight? I don't think anybody else played tonight. So, yeah, Milwaukee beat Dallas tonight to improve again to 41-13. Sixers back at it on Sunday at the center, hosting LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. Fun times tonight at the center. Your thoughts, 610-632-0975. Sonny in Mount Airy has been hanging on. You're in the post, Sonny. What's going on?
Devon, respect, man, respect. I used to check you when you were on my side of the phone, and I give you a lot of love, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, for real. And I've never spoken with you, but I've always enjoyed your work. And shout out to Brian. So housekeeping aside, coaching, man. I know you don't want to go there, but the reason Jimmy is a little out of sync, out of rhythm, looked a little unhappy, and I'm worried about keeping him in the summer is every team in the NBA plays pick and roll. And all they do is DHO, not even a mix with some pick and roll. And on the real, like, this is a beautiful night. Everyone's celebrating. But, you know, I go back with the Sixers and, like, not to throw cold water on tonight, but let's really talk about this. They need to keep that core five starting lineup in, like, locked in if they're going to do something in the future. Because, like, we're all excited, but, like, come on. Golden State got Boogie. Like, so I'm just to broaden the conversation. Why aren't we doing any pick and rolls? And are you confident in Brett Brown to never call a timeout when they're getting blown the doors off on some run? And we all know everybody goes, I listen to these conversations and it's just the same thing. People go, oh, well, the NBA, everyone makes a run. Yeah. Because of that, you need to be extra cognizant and nip it in the bud if you can. And like, it's not Phil Jackson and Hall of Fame Lakers letting them play it out. I mean, it's a joke to me, honestly, watching them blow that 16.
And I got it, blowing the 16-point lead. And Sonny, thanks for the call. Appreciate the kind words, man. Really appreciate it. And you want to stop the bleeding. You want to make sure that that things don't get out of hand. And as they started to come back, Brett called the timeout right when he felt like it needed to be done. And maybe it was too late. Maybe it was too late. I didn't have a problem with what Brett was doing tonight, Sonny, to be perfectly honest with you. And again, trying to implement four new players into your game plan, not just offensively, but again, defensively, and making sure they understand what the defensive principles are and what they need to do. We know, again, Embiid is back. You need four out. Switch on everything. You got it, right? You got all of that. It's easier said than done. You have to let the guys go out there and play and see if it all comes to fruition out on the floor. And Denver's a good team. Let's remember, Denver is at the top of the Western Conference with the Golden State Warriors. They are going to make a run, okay? They are going to make a run. That's what they do. They run up and down the floor. They get things done. And they did that tonight, which made it a close game. And it was a fun game. It was a fun game. Yes, you want to see the blowouts. You want to see the 16-point lead, Sonny, as you pointed out. You want to see them continue to hold on to it and not give it up. It didn't work that way. Sometimes these things are going to happen, especially when you have so many new pieces and you're trying to implement them into what you are doing that has made you successful to already have the 34 wins that you have in the Eastern Conference, one of the better teams in the league. We're going to pick at some things. So for me, I'm not picking at Brett Brown tonight. I'm just not. I didn't think he did anything wrong. I thought he managed the game well. I thought he tried to find a way to get everyone involved where they did not feel left out. And I thought he did a nice job. I really did. So, I thought he did a nice job overall and happy with what Brett Brown was able to do. Now he has to go out there and try it again to see what happens on Sunday against the Los Angeles Lakers. But Elton Brand has put this team in a nice spot, and they come out and get the victory tonight over the visiting Denver Nuggets, 117-110. Again, your thoughts on the game overall, your thoughts on, if you haven't seen Tobias Harris a lot or James Ennis, Boban Marjanovic, Mike Scott, and you saw something tonight that you want to speak about that you did not know that they had in their game just off of this one, I want to hear from you about it, because everyone was excited about the trade. You were excited about the trade, about the prospects. You see the numbers, you see the highlights. But if this was your first time, really an extensive look at these players, I want to know what you think of their game. It's only one game, but that is who Tobias Harris is. You saw it. Three-level scorer, can put the ball on the floor. He shot 2 of 3 from behind the three-point line. He can do that at 43% clip. He's going to get to the free-throw line sometimes, did not tonight. And he's also going to have that mid-range game in the post-game. So that's Tobias Harris. Boban, that's him. You saw the dunk that he had. He didn't even get off the floor. That's him. James Ennis, he's going to be open in the corner. He's going to shoot a three. He's going to knock down some. He's going to miss some. But he's going to give you energy on the defensive end. He's going to run the floor and get to the basket. He's going to give you some good defensive minutes for the 76ers. Mike Scott, 0 of 2 from 3, but he can shoot it. 1 of 4, he'll give you some rugged defense. We didn't see Jonathan Simmons. Listen, I'm pleased with what has transpired because of Elton Brand making these moves. And you know what's funny? Maybe we can even replay the interview at some point, because a lot of people maybe did not hear it at 6 o'clock when Brian Seltzer and I had Elton Brand on. Great conversation with him. He was very candid with everything, to be perfectly honest with you, that took place during the trade deadline, talking about how when he liked James Ennis, he liked him months ago. He's been talking to Daryl Morey from the Houston Rockets for months about potentially grabbing James Ennis and adding him to the team. It's about patience, and he was patient enough. Took him some time, but he did, in fact, grab James Ennis, and he thinks it's going to help down the line. And I agree with him. I really do believe it's going to help somewhere down the line with the 76ers when they need a big stop and they need to be able to have someone with the athleticism, the defensive prowess that James Ennis plays with here as a member of the Philadelphia 76ers. Also, you know, another little note, James Ennis. Remember Dylan Ennis used to play for the Villanova Wildcats? Yeah, brother, right? Yeah, that's his brother. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. Only from Comcast. Sixers win 117-110. I'm Devon Givens. This is In the Post with you until midnight. We're going 23 minutes commercial free here in this segment. So if you feel free, want to get some things off your chest about tonight, you were at the center. You were feeling that energy in that building, that playoff type of energy in that building. 610-632-0975. What did you think of the new players? Tobias Harris, Boban Marjanovic, Mike Scott, James Ennis. Why don't we all get together in May, right? They're in the playoff run. It's going to be jumping down there at the center. Shouldn't we all go see John Wick 3 just so we can go check our guy out, Boban? Right? John Wick 1 and 2 are fantastic. We'll go see John Wick 3, Boban. Getting kicked, or had a book shoved in his mouth, or whatever it was, by Keanu Reeves. 610-632-0975. At some point, maybe around 11:10, we'll let you hear Elton Brand and his interview with Brian Seltzer and I during Sixers and 60. Let's go to Jordan Voorhees next on The Fanatic in the Post. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, Devon. How you doing tonight?
Doing great, man. How are you?
I'm good. Before I came on, I was talking to the guy on the phone that, you know,
Brian
in the college, yeah. And I was telling him that ever since the trade happened, I'm a Sixers season ticket holder, and we got told that our tickets for next year are going up a few thousand. So, I mean, if that's Tobias Harris effect, what is
it? I agree, man.
I think the first quarter is where you really saw the potential of what this team. I mean, yes, obviously, at some point, you know, Bench came in and blew the lead, and I get all that. But the first quarter, you really saw what potential this team had with the bench playing as they did, and just, I guess, kind of knowing that at all times, you know, with the pairings with Embiid and Redick, and you're always going to have some element of a starting five on floor at all times. I love it. I think this was the first game in a while that I was watching it, and as the Nuggets were getting close and getting back into this game, I wasn't worried.
No, I always thought, you know, it's funny, I always thought they would win it, but I didn't think that they would then again make a run where they would go up 16 or anything. Maybe a 6-point run, timeout, Denver, something like that, but I never thought that they would get out to, again, a big lead like they had that 16-point lead.
Yeah, and to be honest, the only team that really worries me is the Raptors. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the Lowry-Leonard element, or, I mean, you know, they have a great coach, but, I mean, I was at the Raptors game the other night and just seeing, I mean, yes, totally different team than what we had now, but just seeing Lowry throwing up the haymaker that he was and Leonard just creating space when he did and all that. I mean, you know, but I truly do believe that our team is better than it was before the trade deadline, and I do believe we have a great shot of going to the finals this year.
Well, listen, man, Jordan, thanks for the call. That's what Elton Brand made the move for. Nothing less than the NBA Finals. It's not about winning the second round, getting past the second round, getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's about advancing to the NBA Finals and representing the East against, in my opinion, and I'm sure a lot, Brian as well, the Golden State Warriors. That's what it's all about. That's why you make the move in November to bring in Jimmy Butler. That's why you make this move now to bring in Harris, Scott, Marjanovic, and then you go and make another two moves for Ennis and Simmons. You don't make those moves to just advance to the Eastern Conference Finals and pat yourself on the back from getting out of the second round. No, it's about getting to the NBA Finals, giving yourself a chance to beat the Golden State Warriors. Tall task, but it's basketball. So remember, and I know it's one of my favorite people to talk to, JD in Southwest. We used to go back and forth, and someone even called the other day and mentioned how they said, I always like to point out at the time when I did not like the rebuild because I wanted everybody to do their job, right? It was the same thing with the Golden State Warriors and adding Kevin Durant. People hated that because it just made them this super team that we all see right now, and I loved it. Because, again, it makes everyone do their job. It holds everyone accountable. Now, look how much fun this league is. The Golden State Warriors, as great as they are, the Houston Rockets go and get Chris Paul last year. They probably would have beat the Golden State Warriors if Chris Paul did not get hurt with that team that they had at that point. Nice move by them to get Iman Shumpert for the stretch this year. They did that because of the Golden State Warriors. LeBron James, he goes out there to Los Angeles. While he may not win this year, he's trying to build that team for next year to beat the Golden State Warriors. The Boston Celtics do what they do. Toronto Raptors, they do what they do by adding Kawhi Leonard. Giannis became Giannis, and they have a nice piece. They have now a very good coach in Budenholzer. The Sixers make their moves. This is fun. The NBA is fun. It is. And every year you're trying to win, but you know you're really trying to win when the Golden State Warriors are the ones who are trying to win, what, 4 titles in 5 years? A dynasty? Yeah. Put everybody on their heels. Get on your toes. Let's go. 610-632-0975. Rick is leaving the arena in the post now with us on the Fanatic. What's up, Rick?
Hey, Devon. How are you, young man?
Thank you. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. No, I'm coming back from the game tonight. I'm a season ticket holder. And it was driving me crazy because Furkan was out there with McConnell, which seemed like forever, and it wasn't. And then I'm realizing, I said to my son, you know what? When Jonathan Simmons comes, there's no more Furkan out there,
nope,
right?
Nope.
I'm assuming, and all of a sudden, I got a defensive guy, and it's a whole new look. And I'm like, this is great. I mean, Furkan should be at the end of the bench when you need a three, and you need to put five guys out on the court.
Right, and he was only out there because, again, as you just pointed out, that there was no Simmons, so you had to go. You wanted to go a little deeper, and that's what he did.
So, anyway, Brett Brown, I think for the first time this year, with a minute to go, and I said, why is JJ still out there? Play offense, defense. And all of a sudden, I don't know, 50 seconds to go, he brings in Mike Scott for JJ. And I was like, holy crap, Brett is actually coaching this game like a real game at the end of the game.
Absolutely.
It was incredible. It was incredible. But he hasn't done that all year. All of a sudden, you're like at the end of the game, they need a three, and you got JJ out there, who I love, but he's not who you want out defensively.
No, defensively, no, no.
No, but he was great. But the greatest thing is all of a sudden at that first quarter, when you could see that five out there and the problem they caused defensively for the other team. Now you can't have a forward cover Ben. Or if you have a forward cover Ben, then you got to have a guard cover Tobias, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's a real problem.
No, and
it's a real problem.
And it's
great.
Exactly. It's a good problem, right? Absolutely, man. Listen, thanks again, Rick. Appreciate the call. 610-632-0975. I'm not complaining about Brett tonight. He didn't do anything wrong to me. He was all good tonight. Just let's have it. Let's have it. Run everybody out there. And you're right. Furkan Korkmaz played well tonight, the time that he was in there. But he may not see those minutes when Jonathan Simmons is ready and healthy going forward. Tim in Trenton is in the post. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, how you doing? First time, long time.
Thanks, man. How are you?
I'm good. So this is exciting. It's kind of crazy because, you know, you look back at the summer and you kind of think, like, the Sixers took a step back because they lost Ilyasova and Bellinelli. And now, like, Elton Brand makes all these moves, and you're like, oh, my God, like, they got a serious chance to win this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really exciting. You know, it's funny, too. the other day, you know, they make that trade for Malachi, and I didn't know if he was actually going to get a shot. I was going to call him the other night and see what you thought, but I didn't get in. It's a shame the kid can't catch on anywhere because he was a good college player, but I guess he's not going to get that shot in the pro. It doesn't look like he's going to catch on anywhere.
Yeah, he struck while the iron was hot by coming out of the college after he had the great tournament run. The Syracuse made that run.
Yeah.
And you root for him because of the New Jersey connection and everything. But for some reason, it's just not happening for him, unfortunately.
Yeah, I felt bad too, man. The next day, they put him on the front page of the Trentonian here. The King is coming home, and then he didn't even last 24 hours.
Oh, wow. That's a shame, man. I mean, listen, the guy, maybe his future is just not here right now. He's still young,
right.
Still time to develop. Maybe he takes a shot in the G League, maybe goes overseas and really rounds out his game overall, and hopefully he gets another shot, Tim, because you root for him, no question.
Absolutely. What do you think? You think they got a really good shot to take on the Raptors? I think they, like the caller before me just said, that's a good point. When you have to always play the center, and it's a mismatch for Ben almost automatically.
No, I do, and Tim, thanks for the call, man. Good stuff. I do think they have a shot because of if they're able to have that chemistry, if they're able to get to where it just naturally looks like, okay, these guys got it. They all got it. They all understand. They all understand they have to sacrifice. Nobody's pouting. Everybody's good to go. And you just, you look at it and you say, okay, this thing might work. It's going to be tough. But I think when it's all said and done, they are going to be in the mix with everyone else. I really do. Really do. 610-632-0975. Brian in Jersey is next on the Fanatic. Hey, B, what's going on?
Hey, Devon.
How's it going?
I'm doing great. I mean, after a win, how much better can you get?
Hey, man, it's pretty good, isn't it?
So I got a question, because I know Simmons had the 9 turnover game tonight. How much do you think that is because how much this team has changed from just earlier this week? I mean, if you know the past few games before this one, Simmons' turnovers were very, very low. And then they get the whole new team, and then suddenly he's having trouble finding his guy. I'm wondering if that's just a chemistry thing of, like, he's not fully aware of where his guys are going to be now that he has more talented players around
him. Yeah, that could potentially be it. But we've seen him, as you said, he had a nice stretch going there where he was not turning the ball over. But we've also seen him where he had that stretch where he was having that high turnover rate. So I think it's just him and still being a young player in this league, second year in the floor, third in the league. Young point guards are going to turn the ball over. Now he's turning it over at too high of a clip. But I say that it's the chemistry thing, and I also say it is the fact that they just simply it just happens for young players.
Right. I got one more question too. Do you think in the long run it was a good idea for Joel to play tonight?
Yeah, but once Brian, they saw that he wasn't himself and it was going to be an issue, maybe they should have called it back and just sat him down.
Yeah, because I know he had the off shooting night, but I mean, he still had his, I don't know how many boards he had, but he had over 10. He had the 4 blocks. So, I mean, he was still productive.
He had 12 boards.
12 boards, yeah. 4 blocks. So, it's hard to say, like, okay, well, if they should have sat him, do you still win that game? Because he gives you those rebounds, he gets you those blocks, especially the one at the end there off that 3.
Yeah, no, and you're right, man. Listen, thanks for the call, Brian. Maybe, again, it's easy for us to say, but in the moment as it's going, number one, if Joel doesn't want to come out, Joel's not going to come out. He's just going to fight through it. He's already out there. He's suited and booted. He's ready to roll. He's going to go through it. Just play through it. So I understand what you're saying, but as long as he's good, he gets the fluids, he gets the rest tomorrow, and he's ready to go Sunday, I don't think it'd be an issue. And the fact that he played the way he played tonight, did not play well, he's going to probably try to go to work on that Laker team. Mike Muscala coming in defensively. Be ready, my man. Devon Gibbons with you in the post until midnight, 610-632-0975. Brian McLaughlin producing the show. Let's get ready to head to Abington and checking in with Jamar next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Mar?
What's up, Devon?
What's up with you, man? What'd you think?
What I'm thinking is the offense is going to be easy for these guys to gel. If the defense is going to be our Achilles heel, getting those rotations and everything together. But they showed me something in the clutch when they were able to switch on everything, and we got Embiid on that back line. That's going to come in a lot in the playoffs with these three-point shooting teams. These teams that already gelled and know where they're going to be at, and we're going to be able to scramble like that. I like our length. And Tobias, anybody who really, really has been watching over the years, the ball's got game. The low volume of shots that he's taking, how he can affect the game, I think he's a perfect fit. I never even thought about him possibly coming to us. So I think it's going to be a great pickup.
Yeah.
I think his attitude, the way he plays, I mean, they got 28 games. They're going to need every last one of them. But I'm just going to enjoy the ride because I think we got something special down the road. You know, even if it's not this year.
And he shot 12 times tonight, and he had good looks. I would only say one time where he took a shot, and I was like, all right, maybe that was a bad shot. But
right.
12 times tonight, 14 points, 8 boards, 3 assists, no turnovers in 32 minutes and 29 seconds was his first time on the floor with these guys. That was pretty good.
Exactly. You know, another thing, Devon, before you cut me off, with this game and the Golden State game, outside of JJ, nobody played out of their mind. And we went in against good teams. That shows the talent level. We stepped up our talent level, and that goes a long way. You don't have to play out of your mind to beat a good team. You know, years ago, we had to play out. Everybody had to is to play out of their mind to beat the upper echelon. I think now if they just play a solid game, we can win against these good teams.
No,
that's how I see it.
No, you're right, man. Listen, Mar, have a good weekend, man. Appreciate the call. Check in with you sometimes in the near future. You're right that this is what the talent, what it is, and Elton Brand putting this team together. You put this squad out there, and you're a good team. You're supposed to win on tough nights, tough shooting nights. Although they shot 50% from the floor, J.J. Redick 11-15 helps that out a lot. But 4-9, 6-12, 5-10, 2-3, 2-4, 1-4, 2-2, 2-2. Only one that was really separated in a negative way is 4-17 from Embiid, and we understand again that he wasn't himself tonight against the Denver Nuggets. 610-632-0975. Aaron in Trenton checking in on the Fanatic. What's going on, Aaron? You're in the post.
Hey, Devon. How are you, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I was at the game tonight and just wanted to call in because I'm just feeling so good about everything. The vibe in the stadium or in the arena was incredible.
That place was jumping.
Oh my God. And I love the fact that it was Redick tonight, you know, with the leading in points, but it could be any one of that starting five on any given night. And I just love that's so comforting. I know somebody was saying the feeling of like that they weren't gonna blow it, and I just had that confidence the whole game, and it was just great.
No, it was, man. And you're right. JJ goes off tonight, 34. Jimmy Butler has 22 and only shot 9 times. Got to the free throw line 14 yeah. times. Ben might go off. Embiid had an off night. Tobias yep. Harris can go off more than he did tonight. So you're absolutely right, man. Any given night, it can be anyone on that team.
And two other things I wanted to mention. One, the Moses Moran stuff was so well done tonight. It was like I was giving me chills.
Can we give credit to Derek Hayes? He's the one who's responsible for that. So Derek, shout out to him.
Absolutely. And the third thing, I don't know if anybody has called about this already, but this is really the reason I'm calling in, because it was so insane. When the players were being called out, in the beginning, their introductions, you know how like on the court they have like the projector thing with their picture yeah. and their mm-hmm. name and everything? Mm-hmm. Has anybody called in about this already?
I know what you're talking about. It was an accident. You didn't even have to bring it up. So
yeah.
It's all good, yeah. man. Listen, have a good night. Really appreciate it. Again, the Moses Malone tribute, if you don't know, I'm sure everybody does, but they had the Legends Walk at the training complex in Camden, New Jersey, and they have statues of former Sixers greats, and Moses Malone's was unveiled today. I think Julius is there, Charles is there, Mo Cheeks is already there, Bobby Jones as well, Wilt Chamberlain. You know Moses belonged there. It was going to happen. It was going to happen. So it was pretty cool to see all that stuff happening. Again, Derek Hayes is responsible for putting those things together. And he did a great job. And also with the music, playing some 80s music. Last championship team, 82-83 76ers. Good times down there tonight. Good times. And you got the victory. It's good to see the 82-83 squad back in the building, no doubt. 610-632-0975. Brian in Philly. What's going on, B? You're in the post.
Hey, how's your night going?
Good, man. How about you?
It's going pretty good. I'm on my way home from work right now. So I like to think of myself as like a positive person, like optimistic. But, you know, I like the Sixers. But are we looking too far ahead to just place them in the finals or even place them against Toronto Raptors in the Eastern Conference Finals? Is it too soon to say that?
That you believe that they'll play one of those two squads?
Yeah.
No, it's not at all. No. I mean, it's going to be between the Sixers, the Celtics, the Raptors, and the Bucks. And I apologize for excluding the Indiana Pacers, but at some point they're going to fall back because there's no Victor Oladipo. Good team. They'll probably be in the fifth spot anyway, but I would say it's fair to say that it's one of those four teams that will represent the East. And no, it's not crazy to say the Sixers will be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay, and what would you like to see the Sixers improve on to have you, like, to build, like, a comfort level?
The defense, Bryant. the defense. And offensively, there's no issue there offensively. We talk about how they have to do more things, protecting the basketball, which is true, get better looks at the basket. The dribble handoff might be a little annoying at times because it seemed like that's the only thing they do. It's not the only thing that they do. It's just the one that really stands out outside of Embiid getting touches on the block. But defensively, they have to find a way to not give up so many points. They have to find a way, and it's the league, so it's going to be tough to do that. But you know, you have guys go off. Brian, thanks for the call. Jamal Murray tonight, 23. Kemba Walker, of course, goes off for 60. Spencer Dinwiddie, 38 plus. You have nights where all these guards go off. That's why you go get James Ennis to give you 14 minutes. Same thing for Jonathan Simmons, Jimmy Butler. This is what you bring them here for. To be defensive stoppers, to stop those runs. So if I say anything they need to improve on, it's just the defense overall, getting stops. And that's really it, because they can fill it up. They can fill it up, no question about it, with the best of them. 610-632-0975. We will give you some of the Elton Brand interview with Brian Seltzer and myself at some point from 6s and 60 early, but we still have people who want to check in about the game tonight and your observations on the new look Philadelphia 76ers. 610-632-0975. Send a post right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special get started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Yo! The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera. Gary Barbera's bigger, badder, better. Durango. $16,666. Ho, ho, ho. Your radio's not broken. You heard me right. You can buy a Gary Barbera Durango from a crazy $16,666. Financing, don't worry. Instant credit, come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Durango's, Durango's, and more Durangos. You do anything, go anywhere, big, bad, better Durango. 16666. It was the star of the show. Buy it at Barbera from a crazy $16,666. Come and get it today at the big Barbera bargain corner of Barbeck and the Boulevard in the great Northeast. Is Barbera on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
We own Durango price. From 16666 for well-qualified clients.
The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera. High, wide, and handsome, big, bad, bodacious Durango. 16666.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
This Valentine's Day, show her she's loved with the perfect gift from Pandora Jewelry. Explore new bracelets, charms, rings, earrings, and necklaces, hand-finished with playful details and sweet engravings that send personal messages of love. Shopping last minute? Choose from Pandora Jewelry's selection of ready-made gift sets. This Valentine's Day, shop Pandora Jewelry and win her heart with the perfect gift.
Find the perfect Valentine's gift at King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Oxford Valley, and Quaker Bridge Mall Pandora stores.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
The winter nights are long and cold, so come and warm up at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Come out and watch the pay-per-view fights of the UFC and boxing live at Creekside Cabaret all month long. To see more, check out Creekside Cabaret's online calendar to find out about all of their featured performers and other awesome events, like monthly amateur night featuring a cash prize to the winner. Having a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's hotter happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentlemen's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
A $224 million Powerball win could land you in the tropics on a gorgeous island named after you because you bought it. So play today because anything can happen in Jersey.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Kitty Litter Fabric Softener? Oh, the lemony fresh kind. And French vanilla non-dairy creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Sports Talk, Willingboro, and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up? This is Brian Westbrook, and you're listening to my guy, Devon Givens, on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, I appreciate that, B. West. 11:29 here on a Friday night after a nice Sixers victory, a pretty good win over the Denver Nuggets, visiting the center, 117-110. This is In the Post. Again, hanging out with you until midnight, 610-632-0975. Your thoughts on the new guys overall, how they fit in tonight in game number one. No Jonathan Simmons. Hopefully he's with the team on Sunday against the Los Angeles Lakers. 3:30 tip right here on the Fanatic. J.J. Redick with the game high, 34 points. He was on fire. Could not miss. Well, he missed four shots, 11 to 15, but he was on fire tonight again from the perimeter. Got to the basket a couple of times as well, so he's starting to mix that in a little bit, get some high layups off the glass, preventing the defender from shot blocking attempts. So, good win tonight. Jimmy Butler, 22 points, 7 boards, 5 assists, got to the free throw line 14 times, converting them all, and they needed them all as the Denver Nuggets made it a close one in the third quarter, of course, and took the lead a few times. Sixers were up by as much as 16, but they battled back, made a nice run, coming up with the victory again by 7, 117-110. 610-632-0975, Lakers, Sixers, 330, right here on the Fanatic Sunday afternoon. Should be a fun one. Habib in New York checks in the Post. What's going on, Habib?
Hey, Devon, how are you?
Good, man, how are you?
Yeah, I just had a hypothetical question. in case we didn't make the Jimmy Butler trade first and made the Tobias Harris trade first, do you think it's better to keep Covington and Saric instead?
Well, here's what I say. Here's what I'd say. If you make the Tobias Harris move, you're probably still going to have to give up at least Robert Covington or Dario Saric.
Yeah, I was just thinking if we made that trade first, we could have more depth.
Yeah, but I just think one of those, if not both, go in that deal as well.
We end up giving up Shamet and like two first-round picks.
Yeah, I'm not concerned. I mean, sometimes you have to do those things in order to win, and that's what they're doing. They're trying to win and, of course, look ahead to the future. Landry Shamet is a nice young player, turned out to be a better player than I thought he would be because I thought he was going to be more of a point guard. Here he is, a shooting guard and looking like J.J. Redick. They're running plays that they run for J.J. Redick. And the first-round picks, it's what it is. It is what it is.
And do you think any more buyout players is available?
Well, there are a lot of buyout players available. Habib, thanks for the call. Wayne Ellington looked like he's going to Detroit. Wesley Matthews looks like he's going to Indiana. And those two situations are, as much as we may have wanted them here, it's just about opportunity, playing time, minutes. Oladipo has the injury. Wesley Matthews goes there. Wayne Ellington, they're on the cusp of a playoff spot, the Detroit Pistons. He sees an opportunity where he can play more minutes there versus here. Go there. Can't be mad at him. 610-632-0975. We'll see what else happens. Shelvin Mack, I know, was released by the Memphis Grizzlies. Is that a point guard option you might want instead of T.J. McConnell? When he was here before, nobody really cared. He was on a 10-day contract a couple of times. Or he was just on the roster and it just didn't matter. It was doing the rebuild. Turned out to be a nice backup point guard in the league. Is that somebody you want to go out there and you feel more comfortable with him than you do T.J. McConnell? I don't know. Big man in his cancer, he's out there potentially. Would you go after that? Robin Lopez maybe? I don't know. Rob in Maryland is in the post. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, how you doing, Devon?
Good, man. How's it going?
Oh, good. Listen, I've been real frustrated watching this team. You know, I mean, love them, love what they've been doing throughout the last few years. But it's just been real frustrating watching this team take on physical, other physical teams, mm-hmm. specifically the Raptors mm-hmm. and the Celtics. I just got a quick question for you.
Sure.
What do you think, they're going to do with those physical teams after the moves they've made?
Well, yeah.
Do you think they can seriously contend?
I do. And I still think the move for Marc Gasol was a nice one for Toronto, so I'm not overlooking that. But I do, when you say the physical nature of it, you have the physical nature now where Tobias Harris is not going to back down. You know Embiid can get physical. Boban can do that as well. Mike Scott, Jonathan Simmons, they are tough players. And when we had a chance to speak to Elton Brand early on, I brought up that very question about adding that grit and that toughness. And he said, yes, that's why I made those moves for those specific players, because they do add that, and you're going to need that in the postseason.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. And I think we might have time to play some of that too, Rob. And if you get a chance to hear it, then, you know, call back another time and let me know what you think. But that's exactly what he said. Thank you, man. Really appreciate it. Roy in New Hampshire checking in from
Hey.
What's going
on,
man?
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, look, I really love this move, man. Because, I mean, before it looked like the Sixers were sacrificing athleticism for shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at what
And you mean Elton that with Bellinelli and Ilyasova a season ago?
Yeah, exactly. Even Covington. Covington wasn't as athletic as I thought he was, man.
No.
Especially in his Celtics series, man. He went out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I love the move, man. I love what they're doing. I just, what I'm calling, because I want to know, what is your gut feeling on Butler resigning, man? Because he's the only, I think the kid, Harris, he's going to resign. He's all in. But Butler, man, I just get the feeling, man, he's not happy.
Well,
for some reason, I just get the feeling he ain't happy.
Great question, and I think that First of all, Roy, I'm assuming you listen to the station every now and again, and heard me point it out before. I was never big on trading for Jimmy Butler or even signing him in the. It was more Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, and even before that, when he was being traded from Indiana to Oklahoma City, and Jimmy was being traded from Chicago to Minnesota. My preference was always Paul George because I just thought he was a more natural fit. And my question, Roy, was again with Jimmy Butler, the amount of his body just being beat up from being with Tom Thibodeau for his entire career, how he plays those guys so hard. I didn't want him on this team. But when they did it and what they made the moves for, Covington, Sharps, Bayless, I was okay with it because I understood why they did it. And I still understand why they did it. Now, to the offseason, I don't want to give him 5-190. I never did. Right. And now that you have Tobias Harris, and he's also up for the same number, 5-190, I would probably go with the younger player, 26-year-old Tobias Harris, and give him the 5-190.
Right.
I would
try to negotiate
something 3-year for Jimmy Butler. I would like to bring him back. But if he does not want that, then, you know. My man.
Yeah. I hear you, man. I hear you. Hey, how do we recoup those assets that we lost? Martell Fultz, Jahlil Okafor. How do we recoup all those assets that we lost, that we wasted?
Hey, man, it's just about Elton Brand now GMing. You see, he got one of the former first-round picks that they had in the deal with Orlando. They brought back their old 2020 pick from the Oklahoma City Thunder. So you have to start from the bottom, Roy. Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. And work your way back up. And that's a way for them to work their way back up, just accumulating against stockpiling those picks one more time. You can't bring those players back. You can't do anything with it. Just make sure when you make the moves to go get Simmons and Ennis and the rest of the guys from the Clippers, that's how you do it. And keep Tobias Harris and Jimmy and or Jimmy Butler going forward. Sean in Austin checks in the post. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, Devon, can you hear me okay?
I got you loud and clear, man. What's going on?
Awesome. Great. I'm watching the game tonight, and, that's amazing, like, what they actually ended up winning by, because I thought, you know, Embiid obviously did not have a great game, and if he was playing better, I mean, who knows how much they might have just, like, beat them by. And I mean, you're much better at this than I am.
Go ahead.
I was looking through the schedule, and I really only see about 8 games that, you know, I think potentially they could lose that are going to be like really competitive games that I think they could go like 4-4, maybe. Hey, who knows? But I only see like 8. I mean, the rest of the schedule, I think that they can like really handle teams. And my point to this conversation is, do you think if they reach a point where they're handling games, maybe Ben Simmons will start to jump out of his comfort zone and start like taking some more shots, so they're a little more prepared for possibilities in, you know, the playoffs? Because if they're blowing teams out, I mean, like, why not? I mean, just keep them in there, just, you know, let them like shoot some shots. You know, do you think that would be a good move?
Yeah, Sean, thing about him, you say leave him in there and shoot some shots. The thing about it is, man, they encourage him to shoot those shots, and he just doesn't shoot the shots. So it's not even that. It's just him.
Do you think he would do it, though, if they kind of just said, like, hey, I mean, this team's getting, you know, because, I mean, you're talking to them on the sidelines, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, you think, like, maybe a little bit of encouragement, you know, by having all these veterans now around it, too. Like, just like, hey, man, just step out here. I mean, we're already, you know, potentially blowing this team out. Like, just go ahead. I mean, just try to figure it out, because obviously, we're not going to face these, you know, not so good teams in the playoffs. And
man,
that's when, you know, something like that, if it comes up, you know, and he's more comfortable with that stuff. I mean, who knows how far the season can go.
I only need, Sean, thanks for the call, man. Great stuff. I only need to hear it once. Shoot it. Or twice. Shoot it. All right. And if I have J.J. Redick telling me, shoot it. All right. Jimmy Butler, shoot it. Okay. My head coach, shoot it. All right. He's not going to shoot it right now. He just isn't going to shoot it right now. So that's just something, again, that we're going to have to accept. A lot of people got excited. The place started buzzing when he shot that 3 at the end of the quarter. It almost went in, too. It was on the trajectory of looking like, oh, man, that was actually a good look. But look, he shot it. It was a nice form shot from about, what, 35, 40 feet, and it looked pretty cool along the side of the sideline. I don't know. Austin, I mean, Sean, everyone encourages him to shoot. He won't shoot. What are we going to do? 610-632-0975. Earl, we got you first on the other side, and we'll check back in with you. Final segment in the post here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. This is the home of Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons, a put-down jam.
Joel Embiid.
And Embiid blocks his shot.
J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick rocks the house.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler nails a triple.
And your 76ers.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Texting and rules for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply. Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
At Armor Metals Recycling, we know how to take care of all your metal, wire, and computers. We help some of the largest companies in the area with their recycling needs. It doesn't matter if it's left over at a job site or left out on the curb. It's metal, we'll accept it. Our 6-acre facility features easy tractor and trailer accessibility and two docks for unloading pallets, plus a 70-foot truck scale, two non-ferrous scales, and a magnet service. Armor Metals is one of the few local facilities that can analyze exotic metals, and we gladly take catalytic converters. Got more than 500 pounds of ferrous metals or wire? We'll load it, weigh it, pay it with our mobile service right at your location. You can trust at Armor Metals and Recycling, you'll always get paid the highest prices with the best customer service. Whether you need container service, mobile service, or drop-off, Armor Metals has got you covered. Located at 8300 National Highway behind Pensauken High School or at armormetals.com. Armor Metals and Recycling is your trusted recycling partner.
When you think Valentine's Day, you think romance, love, and Cozy Jewelers. Yes, Cozy Jewelers in Newtown Square. Valentine's Day is the one holiday that shines as bright as a diamond from Cozy Jewelers. The reason is the five C's: color, cut, clarity, carat, and the fifth C, cozy. The brilliance of your cozy diamond shows your love, and now through Valentine's Day, Cozy is offering 15% most everything in the store, or $400 off a diamond engagement ring. Cozy Jewelers in Newtown Square, or www.cozyjewelers.com. Step up to the fifth C this Valentine's Day at Cozy Jewelers.
Hello, I'm Trojan Man. Today, I'd like to talk about mixing it up now and then.
Mixing it up!
A wise man once said, variety is the spice of life. I was that wise man, and I was actually misquoted. What I really said was that variety is the spice of sex. And with over 30 exciting varieties of Trojan condoms, you can keep your sex life spicy.
Spicy!
It's a big, sexy world. Trojan condoms. Explore with confidence.
So just like you, I grew up around here, listening to sports on the radio, and wanting to be like that voice that was calling the game. You know that voice, the one that put you on the edge of your seat when our teams were winning, and that same voice that made you slump back in your chair when they weren't. Chasing a childhood dream I had, I found the Connecticut School of Broadcasting of Cherry Hill on the internet at GoCSB.com. After attending a studio tour, I was learning how to become a sports broadcaster, all while keeping my current job. It's been 10 years I've been calling play-by-play at a Division I university from some of the most historic venues in all of college sports, and every day still feels like the first. Do you want to chase your dream and be that voice? Go to GoCSB.com today. Sign up for a studio tour just like I did. Day and evening classes begin in March, so you better hurry. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Reinventing training in broadcast media.
Natalie Aganathia from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. Fanatics, believe me when I tell you, you'll see a difference buying from my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Choose from over 1,000 new and certified pre-owned vehicles, including Wrangler, Compass, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram trucks. Right now, save more than ever with the employee pricing all month long during Ram Truck Month. Get up to 0% financing for 72 months or savings of up to $12,000 off MSRP on select Ram trucks. Better prices, bigger selection, and just a better buying experience is waiting for you at TurnersvilleJeep.com. That's why they're South Jersey's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you. 0% financing based on approved credit, cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends 2/28/2019.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free event. That's Buy 2, Get 1 Free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Out to J.J., corner three by Redick, and that's good. J.J. Redick is shooting lights out.
.1147, 97.5, The Fanatic, 34 for J.J. Redick tonight to lead the 76ers. And let's just call it for what it is, a game high. 34 points from J.J. Redick tonight in the victory. Back at it on Sunday, 3:30 tip-off against the Los Angeles Lakers at the center right here on 97.5, The Fanatic. That building is going to be crazy.
Get excited!
Pretty much, Tom. Thank you so much. Let's go to Earl in Philly as promised. Earl, what's going on? You're on The Fanatic in the post.
Devon, what's happening, my man?
What's going on, man?
Chilling. I'm a little excited about the Sixers win.
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah. Well, I'm more than a little bit. That's an understatement. But all I can say is I was waiting to see how the addition blend well with the team. And tonight, I have no complaints.
Yeah, none.
Tobias Harris, 14 points, 8 rebounds. You know what I'm saying? And everybody else played their part as well. And J.J., my man, he had a real big night. And I can say that I wasn't expecting that from J.J. tonight. But he came out, he dropped 34 points, and he had nothing but smiles on my face, my man.
Yep.
Especially, and I can say, and I was waiting to see what Brett Brown was going to do, what type of game plan he was going to be able to come up with in such a short amount of time. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, blended, like, Tobias Harris and everybody else with it, see what he was going to be able to do with them. And seeing how it just lets you know how valuable Tobias Harris is, seeing how he can just come in his first night, drop 14 points, 8 rebounds, and I think like he had like 1 steal and 3 assists or something like that.
Tobias Harris, 1 steal, yeah. 3 steals. No, pardon me, 1 steal, 3 assists, 8 boards. Yep.
Yeah, right. His first night in the city. As far as like playing
on the floor, right.
Yeah, right. He's able to come in and it just drop something like that. It just show you how valuable that pickup was.
No,
and everybody else is like we actually have a team now, a starting five and a bench that can come in and play the stretch four.
They have a lot of revolving parts that can take over for each other. Earl, thanks for the call. They have a lot of good pieces, a lot of good pieces, and we rave about how good the Raptors bench is. We rave about how the depth in Boston is fantastic, and the same now for Milwaukee. And Elton Brand put this team in a good spot where now the bench, you don't really worry about it. going forward. Will in Mount Airy checks in the post. What's going on, Will?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Doing good, thank you. How are you?
Good, great question. So, by any chance, there's one of my concerns regarding the backup point. So, TJ works hard who he is, but come playoff time, you're talking like Rozier backup for Boston, Van Fleet backup for Toronto. Is there anybody else out there, maybe the buyout market, think about maybe bringing in?
Well, I mentioned Shelvin Mack, Will, as a backup point guard. I don't know how you feel about that. Especially, I mean, listen, TJ is what TJ is. You know he's going to give you effort. So I don't know if you want Shelvin Mack as a backup point guard over TJ McConnell. It's not like TJ is going to go anywhere. So that's the only point guard that I can think of off the top of my head.
Right, yeah. Now, what's two other names? Although it's Patrick Beverley still in the contract with the Clippers, or even Jeremy Lin as a consolation prize?
Jeremy Lin, I can see being bought out. Patrick Beverley, I'm not so sure with the Clippers doing what they're doing. I mentioned it before, Will. I would have liked Patrick Beverley to be in the deal that was made on Wednesday coming here to Philadelphia. That would have been fun, but unfortunately it did not happen that way. So Jeremy Lin could potentially be one. March 1st is the end of the buyout period for players to be on the playoff roster. So we'll find out soon enough, man. It's the February 8th. Teams are going to start buying these players out, especially when they start to fall out of the playoff race very shortly.
All right, we'll see what happens. I'm tuning in for Sunday, man. Can't wait.
Oh, man, 3:30 right here, man. No doubt about it. Appreciate it, Will. Appreciate it. 610-632-0. Well, I'm not even going to give out the numbers because our final caller is going to be Mike from South Philly. What's going on, Mike?
Yeah, man, what's going on, man? Love the show, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to say that Sixers should keep Jimmy Butler, man. They should do whatever they can, even pay him the max deal, man.
Five years, $190 million. You good with that?
Oh, yeah. You know, looking back, like Chicago Bulls, they had a Dennis Rodman, you know, like a Piston, they had a Ben Wallace. You always needed these bad guys to be in the team, you know. Like, if you go, I read the Michael Jordan story, that he won't even speak to Dennis Rodman, but he wanted him to be in the lineup, you know? So Jimmy Butler is the type of guy who would do stuff like that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, Sixers need somebody like him, you know? You have Ben Simmons, Embiid. These guys are international players. We need to know that. You need this somebody like Jimmy Butler to bring in a championship caliber, you know? I mean,
that's why they made the move, Mike, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tobias is good, but he doesn't have the toughness that Jimmy Butler has. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I wouldn't say he doesn't have the toughness, and secondly, he doesn't have to be the same exact player. He can give you something totally different, but just as effective.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree with that. That's what I'm saying. Like, but if you six out to choose between Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler, I would go with Jimmy Butler, man. You know what I mean?
I disagree, only because I would probably go with the younger guy, Mike. Thanks for the call. If I'm going to go that many years, 5 for $190, as much as I like Jimmy Butler, I would go with the younger player and who's in the middle of his prime and bank on that. Bank on that. What I'm going to bank on is telling you that, as always, Brian McLaughlin does a great job producing the show. Really appreciate his help. I'll be back on Tuesday before the Sixers-Celtics game. I believe we're going to be broadcasting live from the center, but stay tuned for that. I really believe we're going to be there on the concourse from 6 o'clock up until tip-off. So I guess I'll just announce that on Twitter because I'm not here on Monday. But again, thanks so much to Brian McLaughlin. Thanks so much to everybody who called in and contributed on social media as well. Once again, Sixers win 117-110. Nice starting point for the new guys with the 76ers, and big game on Sunday against the Los Angeles Lakers. I will be there, so hopefully I'll see you guys there. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I will talk to you on Tuesday right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.